G'day, welcome to Partakers Think Spot. Let's go over to Jim and Joy and discover what they are sharing with us today to help us into the new week. Over to you, Jim.
Reading in my Bible this morning, following a pattern of readings through the Bible in a year, I'm not always aware till I open my accompanying Bible notes of what I'm about to read. This morning I needed to read a portion of the Old Testament concerning Israel and Judah, and sadly their disobedience towards God after he had blessed them so much. It was certainly a wake-up call for all of us who profess to know Christ to count every blessing, as the song goes. Then we will not forget his abundant kindness toward us, whom he loves dearly. Scripture makes it clear that the old nature within does sometimes blind us to God's continuous blessings, which abound if we were alert to them. Parking spaces just found for us at the right moment, requests for quick replies for urgent needs, answered swiftly, sunny days for that special event, and of course rain, which we desperately need at this time in the UK. We may be forgetful of that reassuring touch from the Lord when a friend comes round and says, "Do you know something? I just felt you needed someone at this moment." In Psalm 103, we read, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his blessings, his benefits toward you." If you continue to read in that psalm and quietly give it some thought, you will find many times that God has richly blessed you as you've waited upon him and trusted in him. To make sure you are constantly doing this without having to think about it, why not share your blessings with other people you meet during the course of the day? I find that is a refreshing way in serving our Lord and giving praise and glory to him by passing your blessings on. Try it and see, I am sure you will find it to be true, and you will receive a measure of joy in your heart as well. In Psalm 23, we read of the believer's daily walk with the Lord, and even though we walk through the veil of death, we need fear no evil. Why? Because the Lord is with us, giving us reassurances he will never leave us. Note the joy in David the psalmist's voice as he perhaps shouts, "My cup runs over!" Oh, the joy there is to be found in knowing Jesus. And then the climax of the ages as we move towards that day when we shall see our wonderful Lord face to face. This is spoken about in Psalm 23, verse 6. "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Have a nice day, and may you be richly blessed in all your circumstances. And remember, count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done.
Dear loving Heavenly Father, thank you for the wonder of knowing you as our Heavenly Father and the one who supplies our every need on every occasion we require help and surprises us with unexpected blessings which delight us. Forgive us if we ever take you for granted or forget to thank you for your regular daily blessings. Help us to remember just how dependent we are on you. We sometimes find ourselves asking even for the seeming impossible, and although we may have to be patient and wait, you have never let us down. As the hymn writer reminds us, we are coming to a king, large petitions with you bring. We can never ask too much. You have amazing resources, Lord, and we can never ask too much of you for that knowledge, and help us to be wise in our asking and swift in our thanksgiving. We love you for loving us so much and making sure our cup is never empty. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for joining us on Partakers at the start of a new week. Come and revisit us real soon. May God bless you this week.